he's wrong.
So whether it's...
So you're looking at 7,550.
I'm still showing it.
I'm looking at the 14.
Well, the 14,550 is the amount that's been requested. So that's where, in a way, that's kind of the budget right now, but it, again, it's council's decision on what they think should be allocated to committee.
Oh. 10,000.
Automatically going back to 75.
Well, no, Steve's saying 10. I mean,
is there a consensus?
Somewhere in there.
Is there a consensus?
Is that something?
It's fine with me.
I'm just throwing out a suggestion. Because I know
you said 10, right. You said 75.
I just forgot 75.
Do you want my tuition at those CO's? $3,500, I think that's not needed at this point.
All right, we'll keep it the same, 7,500. I mean, Chuck's right. The money's there. I mean, you know, I used to be a city employee.
Yes.
So
consensus
75.
Make it the same.
5.
You're 3-1.
You want to make it 65?
And he's not excused, so it's 4-1.
Not excused. You're not going
to. I don't have it in here.
Okay, so consensus is how much for the committee budget? 75. 75?
Yeah.
All right, the next thing is debt service. Pretty straightforward. It's just, you know, to pay off existing loans that the town has. So that's, you know, it's one of the first things that has to be budgeted for. Absolutely required by state law to budget for your debt service.
Let's refinance it.
You can do that if you like. It's something I've thought about at different points in time with like the park acquisition, but I'm not sure how much the actual land part, but I'm not sure what we really bring the weight back.
Well,
what
percentage bigger we have with that right now anyway?
Four something.
Yeah, that one's four.
Is that on the land or?
On the land. On the development part, I think it was also around four or high threes. Most other things we have every good. Garbage truck, I think, was one of the last things. That was like 1.8.
I wonder if you merge those together.
Garbage cheap.
It's a possibility. You know, again, something I thought about just right at this point wasn't right at the top of my list of things, but it's, yeah, it's, I mean, it's a good, something that should be looked into.
Something to work for.
Right. One thing I didn't have on the agenda was elections. I guess since there's local elections this year, we have a budget for election expenses, and we received that amount from the New Hanover County Board of Elections, so we need a budget of $3,100.
There's no way we can do away with that.
No.
Yeah.
Try. And then contingency, I mean, as I said in the beginning, factored in $167,000, but, you know, we have to really, that really is what we want to do with beach nourishment and how we want to handle that whole situation. With the way the budget is right now, contingency could go as high as about $188,000. That would be about it. Because you'll have 5% of your budget expenses.
So
188.
So that's the cutoff point, is our 5%?
Right. After that, we would have to do what we talked about earlier, which is set up sort of a separate fund that we'd actually be putting money into. And then there's things like Cal Fund and SURF Fund, those, I guess, what we budget for, whatever the anticipated revenue, which, you know, I guess, on the Cal allocation, and then John's given me some things for SURF based on estimated number of new housing permits, I guess, would just make the expense side exactly equal to the revenue side, balance of fund. So that those two will build fund balance, and then Al Bell, Sonny always uses, you know, as needed during the course of the year.
So when you're talking about SURF fund, you're just talking about what? John's part is collecting the...
The user fees, I think.
Impact fee, yeah. User fee, yeah. Okay.
So that was the last couple of departments. Anybody has any questions on any of the department heads or from me or in regard to expenses?
You don't need to, when you pull the $50,000 from your special department or the police department this year.
So what now?
You don't think you're going to get any more money from your special department of the police?
I'm sure I will. I don't have any idea how much it will be.
See, and that's one thing, I guess.
The $50,000 is an amount that is, that's, I don't know, I'm not sure where you're pulling that number from, but.
Yeah, that's why I think I mentioned when Dennis started doing his budget, going to set up a whole separate fund, that stuff out of the general fund completely. And the way that works is the town's not allowed to use that money to, I guess, supplement their budget. It's things outside of the normal budget process. So that's why.
Who came up with that plan?
I can give you the manual back there, because you know, the law or whatever.
We'll get that changed.
But that's why that's full, you know, at this point, completely excluded from this budget process.
Yeah, see, we've been using that money to do a lot of great, you know, pretty good things without impacting the budget already.
So you are spending things that would normally be budgeted,
well,
that you would need to do.
I would ask for them in the budget, but they would be mixed.
Right.
That's what would happen. I mean, like.
But there's mostly extra stuff that you're able to do without having to.
See, right now it's running through the general fund, but we do budget amendments, and that's why I want to kind of keep it all separate, just like we do the PAL fund, that it's completely.
But no salaries or anything like that is able to be pulled out of there.
Correct.
So those numbers are still in the general fund.
Correct.
Side. Right.
But they have to approve whatever expenditure you make.
No, we don't have to ask for permission. We have a very specific set of guidelines as to what we can spend it on and what we can't spend it on.
You have to account for it.
Yeah, if we get audited, right. Yeah.
Okay. Well, do you go through council for these expenditures? So you just spend it the way you want to spend it, right, as a department?
Mm-hmm. Because that's part of also the way this is set up. I mean, council really basically has no authority over how the money is spent.
Yeah, but I'm just wondering, Dennis. I'm just wondering. I mean, if the town council does, you have any salary people? They pay salary out of this. They have to, right? Oh, okay. So council has no decision whatsoever, even though the town is paying salaries for people to do the work, right?
Yeah, our officer is paid by the town.
Oh, okay.
Being on a task force, he's paid by the town. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Isn't that just like PAL funds work?
PAL fund?
Yeah, the PAL funds.
How does that work?
That it's strictly for...
Yeah, that's right, for a certain particular thing, and it has guidelines, isn't it?
Exactly.
It doesn't pay salaries. That's exactly right.
They're both looked at in some... They're restricted funds, so that
that's right.
They can't use them however they want. It's so best used for...
Yeah, and salaries can't be paid out of PAL fund either.
So, you know, that'll be done.
You'd be glad to take your PAL funds for...
Oh, you can take as much as you want, but the general fund side's going to be awful high the next year. You do what you want to do. And it's going to cost you anyway. Yeah, it's going to cost you. So, you know, we can get money.
We can pay contract pay out of that, you know, for very specific purposes. If
you want an addition on the building or something, you pay contract.
No, I'm talking about like for personnel, like we're going to hire one guy or two guys for a specific time period for a specific purpose. We could possibly do that.
Oh, okay.
It'd just be a contract, so there'd be no...
Can you kind of get somebody, I could give you one, like picking up garbage or cleaning the bathroom up there?
Because you're going to need security when you go in there.
Yeah, security, but they just clean up.
Well, I was going to get a new backhoe and put a blue on it.
We could do that. I told you we could do that. We'll run that sucker.
Are you going to spend any of that money toward the oceanfront park?
Well, wait and see. Yes, I plan to. That's part of the thing as far as the video surveillance, and I think think after this summer, we'll kind of know what we're going to need to do or what we should do. And I think when we go down to Charleston in April, there's a company out of Charleston that's called RSA, and Charleston and that region is putting this kind of system in place as well. This allows, it's a very integrated video surveillance thing. It involves cameras in the police cars and as well as still fixed cameras at certain locations, and they can be accessed by, you know, all the officers at any time. It's all integrated together, and that's kind of what I'm looking at going to as far as, you know, two or three different separate systems. It'd be nice if it was all integrated into one platform, mm-hmm. everything runs seamlessly.
Yeah. Could you hack into it, or could you do something where, I mean, somebody in Greensburg can kind of look at it too? I mean, it'd be nice. I mean, look how pretty it is here, and you'd have all these nice camera views of my lagoon area would look nice too on the camera, I think. And
we could get some.
Yeah, watch the alligator thing. Yeah.
Anything else?
Anything else on expenses?
Yeah, can I make just one on the outside agency request? I know there's been talk about the funding for the chamber for the concerts, and after looking at what they do down there and the big name bands that they bring in down at Fort Fisher as opposed to what we can do at the park, my recommendation is that we need to continue to fund the chamber for those concerts.
Big name bands.
I think we have enough funding to have our own separate.
Why not, Chuck?
Then you got $30,000. You don't be able to get what?
Yeah, those are hours and those concerts.
You get some big time bands in your path.
Yeah, that's
what. Denver's, yeah, a lot of people.
Oh, yeah, Denver's down three or four times a year for that.
Well, if you won't come down, well, somebody spilled wine on you, you might not.
Is that
me? Yeah, you that one.
Oh, my God. Jeez.
So I just wanted to.
Well, is that something we'll be discussing before we leave, or what the outside agencies are requesting, what we recommend? Because
it's up to you, and you have another meeting on the 25th at 7:30 in the morning.
But anything you can decide
today.
But anything you can decide today is going to make next. If there's really nothing decided, then what you're going to see next in 2 weeks is going to be exactly what you see right now.
Right. So if there's anything you know for sure, you're not going to. Go with.
Yes,
Joe. Harlan would appreciate the extra time.
Well, yeah.
Well,
get
the numbers.
I figure we're going to discuss it at the end, right?
Mm-hmm. I have a question. I noticed in all the departments report that about 70 or 80% of them did not meet their quota or their budget for last year. Okay, in other words, they say 5,000 and they spend 2,000. Where's 3,000?
Right, and yeah, I mean that's what in the end it that's one reason why the I think when we first started I said the general fund balance went up about $376,000. Part of that was a contingency that we had that we didn't use.
Okay.
And then the other part of it is, you know, revenues in excess of expenditures, expenditures or revenue. That's what it is. Revenue.
Where are we at?
Are they moving around? Can they move?
From
sometimes they're over. Sometimes
they move
it around.
Yeah, they can't see.
We can do a budget amendment.
Yeah, I mean,
during
the course of the year, I mean, I've tried to limit budget amendments. I think my first year here, we did like 50 of them because the budget, I guess when Nancy and I first got here, the budget for that first year was so underfunded mm-hmm. that I think there was really about 50 budget amendments by the end of the year.
What do you mean for everyone, every time that one that you change?
I'm going to look at it on a department level. So if Dennis has went over budget on $10,000 on this line item, but he has $10,000 over here that he's not using, then I'm not going to do an entry just to move between those two line items. Because our budget ordinance is based on a department level, so legally that's what matters by the department level.
But that wasn't the way it was done prior.
No.
So that's the reason you had the 50.
Right. Well, the first year here, I mean, I was moving it, doing more movement like
right.
that, and then it was like, well, this doesn't make sense. But there was also quite a few things that were not budgeted for that first year. Got cut out at the latter stages of the budget process. I think that one, the We added that. I don't know if you want to go on. Emily had mentioned about like outside agencies, whether you wanted to discuss those at this point or move on to revenue and then come back to, you know, any of those items.
I'm not discussing them. I think Island of Lights, I'd like to know more about what that money is going to.
How much is that?
We're looking for $1,100 in cash and $900 of income.
$900
This is what they want to use the money for, to pay for events that they produce from Thanksgiving to New Year's Eve. They include the light-up, parade, flotilla, tour of homes, and New Year's Eve celebration. That's what the funds are for.
How did $900 stack up with you, Sonny?
We definitely meet the million kind service on that.
What did they pay for it? Did you see that we don't cover when it's in fireworks?
Fireworks, I guess.
We don't pay for fireworks, right?
No, they pay for the fireworks. Anything else they pay for?
I don't know of anything else they do.
Fireworks are about $3,000-$4,000.
For the street festival, we have their about
$4,000.
And they have given us some decorations in the past. I mean, donated.
Yeah,
the fishies were the last one. So they have done that in the past.
And then you mentioned,
so that's a fair request.
Yes. So I have a suggestion.
Let's not burn that bridge.
To get this off the ground, I think we should pay for the concerts down at Fort Fisher. They're a huge benefit to us and our residents. What's the second one that's in there? Our festival? Or is that the Christmas
show?
Christmas thing. I think we should pay for the Christmas show as long as the Havers are willing to do it. And the rest of them, I think we should let them have, each one have half of what they asked for.
You mean half of the
$900? Oh, Sonny's doing a lot of work and in time,
yeah.
And that makes up for what we would cut.
With the concert series, we get refunded with the TDA, right?
Right.
So, that's no big deal. And the Curie Beach show is a TDA reimbursement, right?
Mm-hmm. As long as there's funds available.
Right, okay. Yeah. All right. I mean, you know, and I don't know about cutting, you know, the senior center, because everybody down here knows what you're talking about.
Yeah. I keep saying that. How are we doing?
We've been reimbursed for the lifeguard expenses.
From Curie Beach, right?
Yeah. And Christmas show.
I would leave that alone.
$55,000 left over. About the only other thing that we would have that we could potentially submit for this year is the street festival.
And
we'll decide if we want to do that at that point. If we don't use the 55 now, it's going to roll over to next year.
Yeah.
And next year, again, we'll have lifeguards, which are at this point $20,000 higher than they are this year, mm-hmm. and then the chamber and the Christmas show.
Is that it? That's all we've been using for?
Yeah, one year we used it for the street festival, I guess 2 years ago. But, mm-hmm. but other than that, it's just easy.
That was Bayer, that's why he was here. And he left. Where are you at with that?
Have we ever contributed to the story?
Yes. We did for a couple of years.
Hey, how are you?
We contributed let me see, fiscal year 2011 and 2009.
Right.
2011 we did 3,000. But since then they've requested every year and we haven't. We're all on.
Which one now?
That was the federal point historic.
So we haven't been given.
The last 2 years, the only thing we've done is concert series and the Christmas show.
What's the health center?
They have two things. They have them in the recreation center over in Carolina Beach where they can pick up food that local people donate.
Okay. Have we donated to that last year?
We haven't donated. Just those two, just the concerts and the Christmas show the past 2 years.
Oh, okay. And then they also have a little cottage of used stuff that they sell to help raise money. They were also responsible for working with WAVE to get transportation for people with disabilities and people who are in the community that get like social services and have a special van for them. And get what's coming down now to the buses that are coming at Carolina Beach. They were responsible for helping bring all of that here.
Okay, well, let's scratch that.
The last time we gave anything was 2011.
Well, anybody coming over the bridge?
Well, they came over the bridge.
Oh, my gosh.
No, it's a lot of it is local people with disabilities and seniors that can't drive, taking them into Wilmington so they can go to the doctors and social services.
On WAVE? Mm-hmm. Would you put your 82-year-old grandmother on a bus? And good luck. Hope you make it back.
I've got
to find a way to get her there.
I'd at least put like a little pad on.
Okay.
Of course, put my grandmother on the bus. They had over 180 people on this island and did not have any means of transportation at all. Mm. And they were paying $50 a trip for a taxi cab to take them to Monkey Junction so they could pick up a car, a bus there. This is saving them a lot of money because they're not having to pay WAVE for this. And they're small, like handicapped.
I understand, but they don't come to Carrie Beach. They go around the boardwalk at Carolina Beach.
Well, maybe we started contributing something.
Well, this is also for food and everything. This is what they say. They say 3% of the residents, 3% of Carrie Beach residents came to the help center with various requests for assistance. These requests included food, financial aid for rent or utilities, and gas vouchers.
They're the only group on the island that helps people like that.
I believe in not oppressing the poor. So, it's my two cents. What goes around comes around.
Well, we got four here. Is there one of these four bottom ones? Is there any one of them stands out that need to help more than the others?
Well, the microphone's on.
If not, I think we certainly should give something rather than nothing. I thought it was just open to all of you. Okay. Mm-hmm. So they showed we're in town at
$500
fees.
Yeah, at least care about our community.
I'm surprised I didn't realize we hadn't given anything.
Well, let's give them $1,000. Let's give the Historic Society two. And the Island of Lights are $1,100.
What? I'm sorry.
We're also giving them my Sunday's, I guess, the in-kind also, was that?
Well, the bottom line is, if they have the New Year's thing down here or whatever, you know, we're going to do the work. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're going to try to make it look as nice as we can, so the in-kind service is going to be there. We don't want them just to be in charge of it, so.
What are we talking about? For what?
For next week.
That's towards the fireworks. I would think it's going to be
So where are we on that?
Well, that's the only one we do in kind for, right?
That's the only one that's asked, yes.
Be glad to sign some of his guys up as volunteers at the senior center.
I think I'm going to do that anyway. I really do. I think it's a good program right there.
I mean, you're getting ready to make a decision on what? Nancy, what?
Outside agencies or something.
Oh.
I'm saying we haven't given them in the last couple of years. We ought to give something that's $100 or $500.
Which one?
The bottom four. But the department is, we're already doing $900 or more for the album. So,
so is anybody agree with
all that? Well, all right, let me throw the numbers out and then we can go from there and everybody can yay or nay or push it up. I say give the seniors $3,000, give the Historic Society $2,000, give the Federal Point Health Center $1,000, and leave the Island of Lights with $1,100 plus $900 in kind.
I'm
too much or not enough? For
give an Island of Lights more than you are the Health Center.
Yeah, you're right.
The Health Center's got their 901C3D or whatever it is on it.
501c3.
I think so.
They're all not. Star
Wars thing.
Even the chamber.
Why would you give them three? You're giving them Hines three?
Yeah. I like the seniors.
Yes, I do.
What did you say about the Federal Health Center? I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
A thousand,
thank you.
But Chuck says.
$3,000 for the seniors, $2,000 for the Historic Society.
One.
$2,000 for the Historic Society. $1,000 for the Health.
I thought he said two. He's very generous.
Steve said, let's do it.
Steve, did you say $3,000 for seniors?
Yes.
$2,000 for Historic, $1,000 for Health, and $1,100 for Island Lights?
Plus $900 in kind. Yes, that's what I said.
Okay, and I go for $1,000 for the Historic Society.
Agreed. And I'd say two for the seniors.
Okay.
And what do you mean?
2115.
25% of Curie Beach goes into health. I think senior center.
Okay.
What
percent?
25% of their customers are
from. I'm getting 1,000 more than him.
I think Emily and Andy go there.
Never mind, Chuck. You never know, Chuck. One roll of dice or whatever you mind.
I got 2111.
So 5,100 is what you're looking at.
Two.
Actually out of the general fund, whereas the rest of it, the Christmas show and the chamber is TDA wash.
Yeah. So far.
What was yours, Chuck?
2111.
Two for the senior center.
Okay.
1,000 for the historic.
Yes.
1,000 for the health center and 1,100. So that's the consensus, 2,000 for the senior, 1,000 for historic, 1,000 for the health center,
yeah,
and 1,000 for the Island of Lights plus 900 in kind.
Yes.
Yes.
Got it.
Well, we did say we wanted to help Arlen get this budget almost done.
Well, we need to cut a little bit more than that.
Well, I'm saying that would be from here, right?
You're getting to your salary, just wait.
You got that on record.
Whatever I'm going to
do. Hey, Arlen, just for the sheet, go to the governing board and give her the iPads.
Yes.
Keep the travel and training at 1,500 instead of 2,500. We ain't going to D.C. again next year, are we?
Yes.
was that $1,000?
Well, that was my suggestion to the council.
And the coastal review will be in rights for beach instead of next.
Well, I'll see you there.
Oh, that's cool.
What's $2,600 for telephone?
Oh, iPad. That's the iPad.
That's the iPad service. The purchase of the
service. For an iPad, you can take it out of my paycheck. I don't know.
I think that's an awful lot for iPads.
Well, $600-$700 each purchase, and then there's the monthly fee included with that, $38.
And that's for next election. That's for the ones next year.
Yes.
The following year, if there's a new council, they can vote on getting themselves some iPads, but I recommend we don't do that.
Thank you, man.
I mean, everybody already has laptops and stuff, and everybody
has them. And the fees they pay are less than what the city's paying, right, Nancy?
So,
I'm sorry.
And they're charged a dollar for gas. So.
If you have your own iPad, not a town iPad, the fee it's costing you for that connection is less than what the city, or what the town is having to pay. Like, for it, it's costing more
it's
for his.
It's $38 a month for us through our Verizon.
Okay.
I don't know what your individual plan is.
Third. Not for that.
You in my app?
Do you have Verizon?
Huh?
Yes.
Ours is better than $8 more better.
I say cut the iPads and cut the training back down to $1,500.
We'll have to have some.
Somebody needs to.
Some in the iPads for the mayor's service. Okay. We have a month of this month.
$38 a month.
But you already have one. So we're just paying
so
for the
service. $500 at least to pay right. The one
I think
have.
Anybody who has one and uses it should get their service paid for, whether it's personal or their own.
Chuck?
What?
You going to go along with that? So you want your iPad paid for?
No.
Okay.
I'm not going
to. No. You don't do iPads, do you?
Yeah, I've got an iPad right.
What's your service charge on it?
I don't have any. And Wi-Fi, I don't have online.
Right, he doesn't go to 4G. He goes to free Wi-Fi wherever he's at. Right?
Oh, okay.
Can you go to free Wi-Fi?
No, because most of the places I am, you can't get.
Why don't you start being more mainstream?
$30 a month should be fine. Or 38 like you're getting. Steve?
It's a luxury, not a necessity.
Okay. And I don't think David uses from physical.
Yeah, I think he does.
Yeah, he uses from Dropbox.
Yeah.
Well, we'll only have one replacement on the board, that'd be Chuck. So whoever takes your place, yeah, maybe one an iPad.
It has one.
We have three up for election this year.
You're up for election.
He'll win, and he'll have a replacement. So he gets.
No, I'm no actress.
Was it on?
Yeah.
Is it on?
The bottom line, that's what I'm looking at. We got to make some cuts too.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We'll people like that.
Well, I need it when I'm, traveling. But other than that, it's...
All right, Nancy. What about we just ring the mayor and whoever wants to turn in a receipt for service?
Well, we were just talking about that. That's going to run you about $2,400 to budget.
But that would be split
for reimbursement
so
between
be
the two.
$1,200 per fund. $1,200 in the general fund, $1,200 in the
order. Y'all are like a married couple. I mean, y'all talking and finished sentences and stuff. I think that's pretty cool. I just wanted to say that. I just wanted to say that.
I'm serious.
All right.
Well, Dean, do y'all have a problem with this service?
I'm going to run it.
Will you get the hair while you're at it?
Dean, he doesn't have Dean's. What is that for? accordance with.
Service.
He has to have his paid for because it's through the town. It's owned by the town.
Wouldn't
you make
that I have?
Okay, well, he's the mayor, that's fine. I mean, you know, I was saying service reimbursement if a council member so wants to turn in a receipt or a phone bill or a service bill. Would that be okay?
Yeah, and that's what I said, and that would bring it down.
Chuck agrees.
If we just used, and I'm going to round, give you a round number, $40 per person per month, that's it would be $2,400, what between the two, so $1,200. Okay. This will go from $2,600 down to $12.
Right.
So you're essentially going to take out the purchase of any contact.
Right. And just use.
Is that your consensus?
Okay. Yes.
So the town will pay for purchasing contact, the council will be reimbursed for service.
So if I decide to buy one more day.
But there will be reimbursement for service?
So if they want.
If
requested. Yeah.
On the list.
So that.
How's that?
That line item, the 30, where is it? 410.11. 1010, 410.11 will be reduced to 1200 each.
May I ask a question about training and travel?
No.
I thought we had a per diem thing that if you were gone and you weren't being fed, you know, it was broken down either by meal or for the day, you had a limit on what you could receive,
right.
But you didn't have to turn in receipts.
Correct.
You turned in receipts if you were only going for maybe like one meal or something.
Yes.
As opposed most places you have like $6 for breakfast and 10 for lunch and 14.
How many money for $6 for breakfast?
And 14 for dinner. So it comes down to $30 per day. And if you spend 50, that's your little red wagon. And if you spend 10, you still get the $30. Do we not have
it? That's part of the
9/13 and 28.
Okay, so why are we doing all these receipts?
Because you use the town credit card. If you use the town credit card in lieu of the per diem for your hotel,
Okay, I didn't, and I had to turn in the receipt.
Well, you had your one meal on your personal credit card that you wouldn't be reimbursed for, and then your hotel was on the town credit
card. So would the per diem have been higher? Could I have done?
For dinner's $29.
We use the IRS guidelines.
Yeah.
For the $29 is it?
And I should have asked you if you wanted per diem as part of the credit card.
For dinner.
Just wanted to.
For dinner.
I think our dinner might be a little bit more than.
Well, you guys probably need to do per diem because you keep charging alcohol.
$1,500 the other day.
And it keeps costing us more.
I we're locked
in. Hey, it's all now that
it is. It's too much trouble. But
all
those turn receipts.
It's just part of the
deal.
Right.
Daggone.
He drank $29 worth.
Are we going to
I don't know. Have you addressed travel and training? Are you going to do anything with that? Or are you going to leave it?
Well, I recommend bringing it back down to $1,500.
It's at 5,000 now between the two funds. Last year it was 3,000.
Bring it down.
Oh, yeah,
bring it down.
We already did a budget amendment, so it's like
we already see the this year.
Right now it's 4,000 per fund.
You're lame duck.
And I haven't turned in all my receipts.
What?
We do it all for the mayor because he refuses to bring his receipts in. So Mandy spends hours on the phone tracking down the mayor's receipts.
Okay, let me pass this over to you.
So, we end up doing this one because we have to show receipts if you're using the town.
I gave you receipts.
I mean, that's the thing with the town. We've got to have documentation to back up payments to the credit card company. So, and the statement's not sufficient documentation.
The mayor and principal turned in about $30,000.
Anything else on government funding?
Well, what was the final conclusion? I know Steve said reduce it. I didn't hear anything else.
Reduce it.
Because it doesn't help. It doesn't help us if we have to do a budget amendment, three quarters of the
We will have to do a budget amendment.
Why don't we leave it at 2,000 instead of 15 per?
Yep. That's up to you guys. I mean, it's, you can. And you can make it 15, it's you know. But right, this year we made it to about March, and then that's when we had to do a budget amendment, so. Because more,
this year was a little bit unusual, and that we were scrambling trying to find some money.
Well, yeah, we also started.
That's been the case 29 years I've been here.
We also started getting involved in things that the town hasn't been involved in a long time. And when you're talking about, you know, working on, it's not beach renourishment anymore, what is it, John? Shore protection. When you're working on that and the inlets and during insurance mess, and it's easier and better to get something accomplished if you're working together as a group with the other towns and counties along the coast. And I don't think we've done that in a long time, and I don't think we've done enough of it. And I tell you, just going to D.C. with my little buddy over here is not just fun and games. There's work involved. And I think we got some stuff out of it as a result of going. It's the first time we've ever met with Walter Jones, and he's been out there for years. And we definitely have him on our... He's one of our conferences for New Hanover County.
The reason why I'm saying that is because I understand that too. And you know, my opinion was, you know, you don't need to be meeting with Walter Jones. Of course he's going to agree with you.
You need to meet with the other guys.
You need to meet with the guy from Oklahoma and Illinois and Iowa.
And we can do that too.
Right.
That's another thing we talked about yesterday was this whole idea of a letter or a postcard that nobody seems to have gotten off their duff to do. Now everybody wants to send it to all of our congressmen and all of our legislators. I think it's a great idea if we go on and do it, or we all sit down, divide them up, and start calling them. But sitting here in our own little box doing nothing is not going to help us. And, you know, I just...
Well, that's why I was saying, I mean, and I'm looking to hear what you said, that's why the budget should be set at whatever the realistic level is. I mean, what does council think they're going to spend next year?
I think we're going to leave it at 2,500 and worry about doing that.
We can always give it back.
And that with the five, that includes everything. That the impact it has on, you know, benefits, retirement, work, whatever. So for the general fund, I'll round up just a little bit with $64,000. And for water and sewer, it's $21,200. And for stormwater, it's about $3,600. And those were all rounded up just a little bit.
Yeah. That's all the 5% merit.
That's what the 5% would, how it would impact the budget, you know, again, salary-wise, FICA taxes, retirement for, you know, 401k, everything.
$88,800?
Yeah, so basically.
Okay. So if we cut that to 2%?
But again, you have to look, that's why you have to look at it by fund. It's not going to, if you're thinking just general fund, you can only look at that, you know.
But this total is 5%, right?
Correct. Yes,
okay.
It is.
So if we cut that down to 40%, In other words, cut it by 60%. Right. What would that total be?
So you're looking at about it. Let's say you lowered it to 3%. Your general fund would be about 38.3.
So what did we do last year?
Last year we had two parts: a cost of living that everybody just got it was 2.6%, and then a 2% merit pool that was up to the
part. Well, you get longevity pay and holiday pay, whatever it is. I think 2% is fine.
Well, holiday pay is only for two departments.
He's talking longevity.
Oh, okay, longevity. Yeah. Yeah.
How many employees do we have together?
37. Full time.
2%.
COLA?
We didn't do COLA this year because there was no CPI.
Well, I know, I understand. Or was that 2% merit?
It's 2% merit.
Well, that means if it's merit, doesn't mean he's going to get
2%. Well, if it's in between, Jim. Each time you go up, you know, the salaries affects everything else. Yeah, you know,
but those numbers, I'm getting just to be clear, that includes the impact on everything that there would be. So. Yeah.
I'm going on to something else.
No. Come on.
Any consensus?
2%. 2%. 2%. It's 3. Chad, you know him? Roll around some
But you know, you understand that there's some employees making $27,000 a year, and there's other employees making
right.
You know, 2% of $27,000 is like nothing. Yeah. So are you going to go across the board with 2%, or what are you going to do?
I think that would be the fair thing to do.
Why would that be fair?
Well, I mean, I understand what you're saying. 2% of $10 is, and 2% of $100.
I mean, the 5%, I just don't see it.
How would you correct it?
I'm asking the experts here that's doing it.
Would it be cheaper in the long run if we just gave them all $1,000 for Christmas bonus? And then it doesn't affect the FICA and everything else for the following years? I mean, a $1,000 Christmas bonus is a whole lot better than 2% on a guy making.
What Sonny's saying is the way we've always done it, you've got a 5% pool. So you're going to have guys you might only get 1% to, but others you might get 4.5%. Who knows? The same way for everybody else. Council can vote to give Dennis and Sonny not only 2%, whereas Nancy, they give 5%. So I don't think we're looking at 5% across the board.
No. And 2% on a $28,000 salary is $560 a year after taxes.
When's the last time you made $27,000 a year, Jim?
What's the average? Do you ever remember the average salary?
1943, 1944.
I don't
have that.
Average
across the board?
I mean, you know, that's what I'm saying, you know.
Yeah, probably.
If we get them all $1,000 at Christmas,
that might be a better idea.
That would be the better, because, you
know. Let's do it. If you want to do 2%, let's do it on true merit and let us decide who gets the money, instead of going straight across the board.
Well, also, you know, your employees are the biggest and the best asset y'all have.
Right.
Period.
I'm sorry.
I said your employees that work for this town are the biggest asset this town has. And right. The customer service level we give is next to none. Period.
Right.
There's no other town that can match what we do, customer service wise, from police, fire, administration, public works, everybody.
Right. So how do
it's pretty,
and it's top end. What we've seen in the past too is that, I mean, this, compared to other beach towns, we are significantly lower staff levels than most beach towns.
Well, always have been. We've always done less with, or done more with less people than any other community our size. It's been that way for a long time.
$23 a check before taxes.
I know while back we gave a bonus to the merit, right? 100 years.
No.
I never saw
anything
like
that.
But that wouldn't do any good either. I mean, possibly.
Well, bonus is one time, and it doesn't impact the FICA, but not the retirement.
We say everybody gets a $600 bonus. That doesn't help. You're still stuck with that. Not, you're not in favor of that, right?
Well, I want to make sure
a dollar's a dollar.
I want to make sure
you do it that way.
$600 don't take taxes out of it. Or whatever it is you're going to give them.
We can't do that.
Well, you'd have to up the amount.
Yeah, make it $712.
I mean, that's like no way. She works for a $3 billion company, and they got no raises for the last 2 or 3 years. They get a little bonus. And that's the way they
do it. Who is
this? She's one of us.
Who is this?
My wife.
She works for who?
A bank.
A bank.
A $2 or $3 billion bank. They still don't give any raises.
Yeah.
But they get bonuses. And I think it's probably the same reason that you're saying.
Well, the way we've always done it, the way we've capped our merit pool, there's never really been enough in there to really reward an employee who has gone over a bank. Is that a fair statement? When you have a 3%.
Well, we do what Sonny's talking about. If we get a pool of money, you take your lower paid guys, you try to equal out the money. So the percentages are really irrelevant. You know, a gallon of milk costs the same for, you know, a new hire as it does for me or Sonny. You know, so you try to split it out that way.
But we kind of end up almost making it a COLA across the board for the most part because we haven't never had enough of a merit pool to actually give somebody 5% to somebody else.
I normally do that, but, you know, there has been occasions that I have, you know, given, you know, 3-4% and somebody less. But
what's hard here, too, because of the small number of employees.
Right.
When you're doing, like, the merit, like you said, the pool's not really large enough. You don't have a large enough spread of people. So. And in theory, with a small workforce like this, you don't have many incompetent workers, how's that? Because you can't afford to have them.
Yeah.
All right. Let's give a bonus.
The average salary is possibly 32,000, 33,000. So we give, that would be 2%, would be $600 each. How do you want that? How do you want to give that away? We've all agreed on 2%. Do you buy bonus or buy merit?
Bonus.
But the bonus, they'll have to get more money out of it, I think, right? But then they don't have a choice.
Eventually,
to give it to
them. Because it raises their salary.
Well, the merit does.
Yeah,
the merit. We want to reward his employees for doing a good job and providing a great service.
That's,
I understand. I don't have a problem with that. I mean, but if we give them the bonus thing, we're not carrying this forward to the next.
Oh, no question.
Right. And I don't have a problem with this thing.
2% average, I'll agree on the bonus, so now. I mean, but that doesn't help them as far as everybody's going to get the same amount of money.
Well, it depends how you do it. Are you setting a fixed amount that everybody gets a certain amount, or they get 2% of their salary? I mean,
as a bonus?
It depends what you're saying, I guess. But
2% average.
I really don't care how you do it. You know, you do what you want.
You've got three different ways there. You've got three different ways of paying.
We're not talking about any money anyway. So
I know.
Just decide which way you want to do it.
For my
department,
2%, everybody's going to get a 2% because there's no way I can juggle that.
Right.
I'm not saying we don't appreciate it, but in terms of trying to really reward one employee over another, there's, and that's what a merit
Yeah, it's up to Kelly.
So you 2% bar, or you three guys?
About we carry this one. We carry this one until April 25th.
But you've done the consensus on the merit at 2%, so then you're going to come back with whether that will be merit or bonus. Is that what you're carrying?
No consensus on the merit at this point.
Right.
The so merit percent. Makes it permanent, and they're paid forever.
So
no consensus on the merit?
Yeah, that's
right. My opinion is if we're going to give a bonus, we're going to give a healthy, nice bonus, because we're going to have to carry it forward for the next 1 year. I'm not giving a $600 bonus and you take $300 in taxes.
See, and honestly, the way it's supposed to be done, if you give somebody a bonus like that, it's considered like supplemental income. The federal income tax on that is 25%. Just the federal income tax. And that's legally how you're supposed to do it.
Well, okay, I understand. So I want the town to pay for that. So that's my opinion on the bonus.
Okay.
If I don't have to carry it.
Next.
Any other things on expenses that anybody wants to? Because anything that can be, you know, needs to be changed at this point. I mean, we're better off.
So you got how much money are you going to put back for the injury?
Well, we have to go back, and that's still a topic that we have to get back to.
David Scotty just called me, and we're going to set up a meeting between David and I, and whoever he puts on the bus, Carolina Beach, to see if we can save a percentage of that off of the advertising and all that stuff.
The actual cost of the of three employees would be, I think it was, I had about 118. If you look at the, they had some expenses that came down on this too.
Right.
So the net amount, yes, to the department was 103. The cost of the three is like 118.5.
Is that just salary or salary too?
That's everything. Salary, benefits, unemployment insurance, workers' comp.
Does not include training.
Uniforms.
But they kept, in theory they kept those, well, I believe the only thing that they had raised was training by $1,000 or so, or $500, and forget, right off hand. I think they kept their uniform number the same.
Six paid people?
Yeah.
Six full-time.
How many full-time people does Carolina Beach have? Isn't it seven?
Six. A couple of part-timers.
And what will these six guys do?
They've got, the chief, of course, and then they've got they just absorbed the lifeguards, and so now they just hired a lifeguard captain. And then there are two shift leaders for every shift. captain and lieutenant.
Two shifts.
Yes.
Two 12-hour shifts.
Yes.
And
what they do is they work 2 days on, 2 days off, 2 days on, 2 days off.
So how many a shift did you buy to be four?
There's two full-timers on every shift.
Three,
and there's one part.
Three every time.
Well, I think the thing that Harold had whenever he was, you know, talking about it was to retain the guys that he hires. He's got to make them full-time. Because, I mean, I've been in a restaurant several times when a guy would say, hey, so-and-so's hired, they'll put in an application. So he's trying to kind of lock the guys in that they're going to be with us. But you have to weigh that against going down a percentage or two on the fire rating.
That's only three shifts.
So the fire rating would require us to have six and requires Carolina Beach to have six.
What's the fire rating in Carolina Beach, John?
Three.
And what are we at?
Five.
Yeah.
And Carolina Beach has three times as many permanent residents as we have.
Also got a ladder truck. It all has a part to play, and what Harold's doing is exactly what he just said. He's trying to keep his guys. You got to remember, we're in a smaller town. We're at the end of the beach. The job opportunities are not that great from Perry Beach. And so when you have somebody that lives here, they're going to be seeking employment out of town, so they're going to be in Wilmington. They're not going to be available to run volunteer fire calls throughout the day. Not to mention, there's not a whole lot of young people or people that are willing to make the kind of commitment that you have to make for a fire department available in retirement communities such as this. Right. So, yeah.
Has Carolina Beach had a problem with volunteers?
Actually, we're having a little bit of a problem right now, yes.
I mean,
it's hard to recruit people to come in.
Even more, who wants to do it? I mean, you know, there's so much stuff going on.
It's true. No, we do. Our Cherry Beach does not know.
Every volunteer department I've ever seen that worked with always had young
teenagers
that you could help bring along and encourage.
I think that's what he said. Well, they're using the lifeguards for.
Yeah, I think Harold does that unofficially with the lifeguards.
Well, that's a big difference, but you could segue that into that. Yeah.
Except the juniors group would be here year round.
Where we at?
But when they're out of school, still, I mean, they've got to have
employment. Now, I was told by the legislature, is any the stuff that's required to maintain our status quo, we'll let them know about it, they'll try to work on it, but that's a year out, so. If we go back to the rating that we were before, and we go up the tower and everything, that's 600.
In addition to all the increases we're going to get anyway.
Yeah.
Well, you may have to look at it. If you hire the extra employees, you're saving your residents on their insurance, but you may end up increasing their taxes to pay for the employees. So
you've got a tax at revenue neutral right now, Harlan?
No.
Well, it's not. It's leaving it equal to what it was for this current fiscal year. So, I mean, it's not really.
It's a little above revenue.
Yeah. Well, last year you did 2 cents above revenue neutral.
Oh.
I mean, at this point, there is no, without a, you know, revaluation.
What's the 2.5 times a $300,000 amount?
2.5 cents? What would that be? $7.50?
$7.
Well, I wish he had stayed, because it would be nice to know if we could bring them on gradually, like one or two this year, and then sort of another one next year.
I don't think he would ask for three unless he has.
I gave you. He did us
$150.
He did
additional taxes for a person. He's somewhere else. We can raise it.
$300,000 a year.
divide that by 300. Yeah, so it's 7.
5,000?
500. Times 0.025. $75.
Thank you. I knew that. All right, so we're saying we're going to raise it $75 and save it.
On the
and save the insurance $200.
I don't see that. Maybe. I also handed out to everybody this little, this one sheet that shows the impact of a tax increase. And it gives various amounts starting with just 0.1 cent and then in increments up to a 3 cent. And it kind of tells you how much revenue we get. And then I did down at the bottom what the effect would be on a home valued at $400,000.
So, I mean, I think I could sell 2.5 cents for whatever it costs for the additional. It wouldn't cost that much for the additional.
2.5 cents?
Well again, we have to consider a couple things here. I mean, it's also then the beach nourishment, too. I mean,
right.
For the firemen.
Right.
Adding the firemen is about, I don't know, what's that, about 1.5 cents, I guess?
But the point is, we're asking for $75, if we're asking for $200 by not doing it. If the insurance, well, first of all, you're doing it because you want to keep people, but are we also doing it because we will lose our certification?
Yes.
Where does that fit in? Which one is it?
Well, he has to have so many volunteers. What is it, 4 volunteers?
Well, I'm
exonerated
every 7 years.
I don't want him to do it because, you know, I'm expecting to have a heart attack.
Well, let me read what you have on here about
the lady. Well, there has to be around here.
He says, we operate a Class 5 fire department. If the department is unable to, one of the main requirements is there must be a minimum of 8 personnel at every fire call. If a fire department is unable to meet those requirements, they're put on probation until they can and immediately go back to a Class 10 fire department. When the fire department goes to a Class 10, many things happen. First of all, your insurance, residence insurance increase. Another is death benefits from the state will cease and everyone loses their retirement. We're currently given by with each fire call having an average of 8, but with the decline of volunteers, this puts a great amount of pressure on the department. I wish he had handed this out to all of us. This is what I've been asking for.
Oh, he gave it to me on Slack. Copies.
But I've heard that before. Well, I heard that before, and that was read out, and he had that on the thing at the at retreat.
We talked about it some.
Right, but that was verbatim what he said there, because I remember every word of that. Yeah.
You want to table it till the
25th?
Back at the 25th?
Yes.
We can ask him.
Yeah, because in the meantime, I mean, you know. You're going to ask him on the side. You're going to talk to him before the meeting. Are you not?
Well, I was also concerned about what you said about the state. Even, you know, the day we talked to him about, he was my pursuing that for us to see if, you know, they would actually do something.
Yeah. Well, we can ask, you know, Ted to talk about it and find out about it.
Oh, I know you do. I know you do, but.
So your consensus is to table discussion on the 3 FTEs for the fire department to the 25th and ask Carol to be here. So the consensus.
We're carrying the fire department to the
25th. Okay. That's going to be a busy day, yeah.
More work for you to do at the last minute.
That means you don't have to do anything until 25th, so you don't
need to ponder on it.
Ponder it off, I guess.
Ponder in time.
Well, if we're going to raise
the tax. If we think, you know, we're at risk of losing our rating, I think we agree to it.
No question at that point. Financially for the people.
Is that $200,000, $200 a year you're talking about? Is that an average, or how is that? Where does that number come from for residents?
For which staff? I'm sorry.
If your fire rating increases, he said it was $200. Is that what you're saying?
$200 a year.
Yeah,
increase.
Yeah, I have no.
No, $600.
$600 is what I've heard Harold say. I have no idea where that comes from.
We're already going to get a 19% increase, right, with our insurance?
Then another $30,000 a year for flood insurance.
If it's on a wind. What, John, you said that was asked for 5 minutes.
Listen. I'm told the Kerry Beach is supposed to be less restrictive, which I've been fighting for 5 years now. Yeah. We'll see that.
Okay, table, what's next?
So anything else on expenses? I mean, anybody has anything that they know
what
they have?
We'll come up with some stuff before the
25th. Yeah.
Well, ideally, yeah, but anything before that, or
you
know,
right. Well, why did you hand out this Senate Bill 394?
All right. What I had handed out to everybody was just some information on how our revenue budget was developed. There's a couple things there. And I did just a summary. If anybody wants to see the detail, I can get that to you.
This is our privilege license bring in here.
Our budget's about $3,500. It's not a lot. But if you start with if you look at these sheets first, just the spreadsheet, you'll see one for the general fund. So it's a general fund revenue budget. Same thing for water, sewer, same thing for stormwater. And I just did some summarized high-level categories just so you can get an idea of what our budget is right now and what I'm projecting for next year. And then just if there's any comments about that in the rate column. And really our biggest increase, sales tax, we should be getting a larger percentage there just because sales tax revenues are up at this point in addition to the impact of our tax rate, property tax rate increase the last 2 years. And so it affects the distribution of sales tax.
Yeah. Did Carolina Beach have a snow last year?
Yeah, they did. Yeah. That was nice of them. Then the other big other financing sources we talked about, you know, whether to get a loan, if we're doing the underground utilities, so there was an increase of loans of $200,000 for the year. And the impact that would have is for probably about the next 5 to 6 years, an additional $42,000 about in debt service. Won't affect this coming year, but, you know.
$42,000 for 5 years?
So I don't know if anybody has any questions. Rather, I won't necessarily go through each category here, but if anybody has any questions, I'm
Well, talking to Raven, he thinks it's pretty much going to be a wash.
Well, then, if you look at that other sheet, which is what being with the Senate Bill 394, which is a moving target at this point. I mean, they've made some changes. I mean, the important thing, I guess, is down at the bottom, what impact could it have on this year's budget? And that would be we would lose out on about $109,000 of electricity franchise tax. And then our privilege license, we would no longer issue privilege licenses, so we lose about $3,500. And the beer and wine excise tax distribution would be eliminated, so it's about another $9,000. Now, the offset is supposed to be an increase in the sales tax base to now tax services.
Yeah.
So how much is that going to bring into us? Yeah, that's a good question. In theory, And what the legislature is saying that, well, it's going to be revenue neutral, so we'll get everything we're losing, we're going to get made up in the sales tax on services. But nobody knows if that's really going to happen, and it could vary. If you want to say in total, yeah, it looks like that's what's going to happen, but you know, for maybe ours is going to be way down, Carolina Beach will be way up, you know, who knows? So if this bill actually goes through, you know, it's going to be a last minute thing that definitely has an impact on our budget.
So how do you feel about working 10 months a year?
I'm not working that damn long.
Well, we'll just put sales tax on services on our water bill, because...
Yeah, I mean, I haven't, you know...
It's a service, right? Right.
Yeah, I don't, you know, there's been very little information about what, you know, what actually is going to be taxed by that, and, you know, it's just, you know, it keeps seeing
services.
Electricity, you'd pay higher, you know, your electric bill is going to be higher, because instead of paying the 3% tax you pay now, it's going to be the 7% sales tax. So, you know, there's a, the whole thing is, it's supposed to make a stronger economy, but all you're doing is shifting, paying the tax from here, you know, you're shifting it over there, that's all.
It fits in more fish.
So that's, you know, we'll keep monitoring this and see what happens as the budget process plays out.
So April 25th,
we need to be like last year. John Elliott, the boy with
CPI,
Senator, whoever it is, presented the excise tax to Carolina Beach Tuesday. And I can get him at this meeting to see what, you know, what he says about this, if that's what you want to do. At a Tuesday night meeting.
Yeah, can you hear
him? Yeah, I'll call him and get him here.
Because that's, by far for us, that's the biggest chunk that we're talking about here. Because, you know, our privilege license, I mean, if you're a big city, I mean, privilege license, you know, that's a lot of money for us. It's really not that significant.
Well, Carolina B said they had about $50,000 there. It wouldn't be that big deal for him.
Right. But I mean, for us, at, you know, $3,500, $4,000. Of course, again, still every penny hurts or whatever if we lose it, but it's easier to absorb than, you know, $50,000. So I guess to answer your question, the 25th, yeah, we're going to have a lot of things that we really. That have to be finalized at that, you know. Or the other option, which happened, I guess, 2 years ago, is we had to schedule a third budget work session, because this really has to be presented to council at the officially at the May council meeting.
We can do like Obama, just skip 3 or 4 months.
He meant that in a loving way.
He did.
This budget was July 1, but I knew what they were doing. Well, you have to have time for it to be officially presented to council, then to be made available to the public. Then you have to have a public hearing.
We vote on June.
You'll approve it at the June meeting, but it needs to come to council at the May meeting. And then there's a public hearing.
Yeah, great to see.
Yeah, one more time. Just, we're giving three men, and we raise taxes for Beach Commercial. How many cents is that?
Well, right now we have the three, you could say we have the three men covered.
We have, okay.
And I've built in $167,000 for contingency. If we're saying for beach nourishment we need to go up to the $360,000, which is that little over $1 million in 3 years.
Yeah. What are we looking at in tax increase?
We're looking at about 2.5 cents.
That's how much a million whatever is.
It was like $1,000,074.
But isn't that only if we get legislation changed?
We were talking 500, so how do we get the million?
No,
that's the million looks like if there's, we have to pay
17.
The whole amount, that there's no funding from anyone.
There's no funding. If it is funding, you can move back.
Except for the county paying the 82.5%, we'd be responsible for 17.5%. And that 17.5% right now is estimated at, if I can find the email.
Our last 17.5% was switched from Carolina Beach. They loaned us the money.
Well, but forgetting all that, what is it costing for putting the sand on the beach?
Yeah.
And you're saying 17% of that is $1 million, right?
I think it was $6 million project, $5 or $6 million.
I agree with next page.
So we have to pay the 17.5% off the.
Yeah, and it's coming, I mean.
Well, I will tell you the.
But if there's no.
The president's budget that came out on Monday has $8 million in there for Wrightsville Beach to do their.
Which is dead.
Beach renovation. Why is it dead?
Because it'll be killed in the Congress, that's why.
Well, we don't know that. Last time they put it in there when, you know, the original budget had nothing in it, so.
But if there's no federal funding, then the Corps can't do the nourishment, and the way legislation is right now, only the Corps can do the nourishment. So we're building this fund,
which we can't use
until legislation gets changed.
Right.
Yeah, if we don't have it in the bank, then we're shit out of luck.
But we can have it in the bank.
Then
we can give it back to them, Mark.
We can't use it.
Yeah. At least
use
it. We can give you interest back, but we're going to keep it with interest. But you can.
But I'll also throw out, remember what I started out with early on, too. This past fiscal year, we added $376,000 to our general fund budget.
And if we set up a capital fund for something specific like this, and then some miracle happens, and we don't use it for that, we're stuck with this fund.
We have to be careful, extremely careful how it's set up.
Use it for
it's going to be broadly set up.
Right.
So we can use it.
For your beach access repairs.
Yeah.
But what won't happen is if, you know, you want to bring it back into the general fund just to use for general purposes, that's not going to happen.
You can use it for the beach.
Well, I want to remind you, too, that the budget that Arlen presented is balanced except for
$18,000. Right.
To do everything that all the departments have asked for and $167,000 in contingency.
And that includes the 5% pay.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And 4 full-time, 3 in Harold's and 1 in mine.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's what we're off. I mean, that's what we're short. It was just $18,000, which is easily adjusted for. I mean, I guess, you know, it could be, you already made some changes on a few things, you know, some of the outside funding committees, and there's some other things, too.
We're only $18,000 short.
Right.
Everything was presented.
Right.
So we need about
100,000. Right. Well, you need about say 200,000 or more.
Right.
And again, there's only two ways to get it. One is increase taxes. The other way is to reduce expenditures. And some of the things that are included in this budget, let's say, again, like the underground utilities and the Dow intake, Dow chemical intake. If you take those projects out, the revenue goes down by the same amount because we have loan and grants that are on the revenue side.
Harlan, is that with that $42,000 for underground utilities, or can we kick that out?
Well, no, that's what I was just saying. If you take out the underground utilities and the Dow chemical, it brings revenue down by the same amount. So it's really a zero effect.
Okay.
Because we've budgeted for loans and there's a grant. So that money would have to come out of the budget.
I think we should put a toll on the swings.
What?
Well, I've got to go pretty soon because they can't drive that
boat over. $5,000 pirate ship.
Yeah, let's can't steer that thing.
But I'll also say when I say we're $18,000 short, we also have no money or minimal amount of money in for the oceanfront park. I think Sonny has $5,000 in his budget.
But how are we on our state plan? You know, we have to have so much money set aside. Is that okay?
Yeah, we're fine with that.
What percentage do we have?
I think at the end of last year, I forget the number we were up to, but it was with like 60
some
percent or whatever. So
oh, really? Yeah, we're about, I don't have that 45, but yeah.
Yeah, we're
about. We're about, yeah.
Plus, you have to remember there's $100,000 in legal fees in there. Now, that can go either way.
Hundred and how much?
$100,000. We made.
No, it's $400,000. So $105,000.
The $5,000 is normal. That would be in there anyway.
Yeah.
No, but the main thing balancing is, as it is right now, is that we're not building any reserves.
Yeah. Well, like I said, he was grasping at straws. I think that Danny can, you know, say what he wants to, but he said we could get 50,000 or 60,000 back if we're successful. It might not be successful because that little.
It's under the judge's discretion, too.
That little snake in the grass has hired another law firm now.
Yeah. Or could it be more?
Time long.
If we have to pay
more, he's got one in Brandville or somewhere.
$100,000 is just the court cost.
Oh, that's just court cost.
Oh, yeah.
You can have some of those concrete blocks as you pass.
Man, where's he getting the money? Jeez.
That little joke.
What's your real, Sonny? That $5,000 you have for Ocean Park front park maintenance. What was that? Pretty much for everything.
That's just for, no, I have that $6,000, $6,500 for toilet paper.
Right.
And then I got $5,000 for just maintenance stuff around there. Like, I'm sure we're going to have to paint it here in the next month or two.
What about the public restroom, Sonny, and cleaning it on the weekends and stuff? Have you got staff to do?
Well, I have staff that comes in and works on the weekends, but they won't be here all day, so they'll clean up right before they leave, like 9 or 10. And
it won't get cleaned again until the next
10 o'clock in the morning. No, it won't be cleaned until. Well, now, if you want to give me some more money, I'll give you some more overtime.
That's
going to,
July, Saturday and Sunday in July, I think it's
going to
be.
How often do you think we ought to clean it? Do you know? So why don't we, that's the reason I budget the way I budget. Let's take a look and see what happens. And then if I see that it's going to cost more money, then we'll
have to put some lights in that playground area. So we'll set it as rooms.
Well, one of the things that's on council agenda
on that ship
is to determine how often that public restroom is going to be open. And if you're looking at like 8 in the morning until 9 at night during the summer, 7 days a week, you know, is how many times a day are we going to need to clean it? And I guess we don't know that.
Why don't we just kind of see and then we'll
go. Why don't you make up a schedule for cleaning it?
I've not made up a schedule.
Because if we start doing that, I'm going to need a new employee, another employee, which I was going to budget again this year anyway. But I decided to hold off like I did last year.
Yeah, they had the cops closing it.
So let's just see how it goes and then we'll go from there. If we see it needs to be cleaned more, then we'll do it. And next year I'll budget some more personnel and we'll go from there.
And I'll also say with the oceanfront, I didn't budget any revenue associated with it. Because we really have nothing.
Well, no, that's going to be a run share.
Well, the other thing is the restrooms in the pavilion. When we rent the pavilion in Sedgeworth, they're going to have to be cleaned too. It won't be as much as the public restrooms. Which I'm assuming is in your budget, not in.
Since you brought that up, and I'm sorry
for that.
But, you know, we set up these fees for private groups, for nonprofit, for town people, for staff, whatever. And when Easter came and the church wanted to use it, which they ended up not, but wanted to use the pavilion
for sunrise
services, and Dean said he absolutely would not charge a church to use the pavilion. Well, the church is a nonprofit. How are we going to decide? We've got this thing to go by, and then one of us
staff goes by the fee that council set.
Yeah.
Now, we have a lot of commissioners telling people that they're not going to be charged anything, but I've told our staff that we go by the fees that you set, and then if they don't agree with that, then it's got to come to council. We don't waive fees.
Thank you.
Because that gets us into trouble and we don't want to go there. We are going to be bringing you the policy. I mean, you've made some decisions about the rental at the Oceanfront Park, and we've combined it into one facility rental for community center and that. And we are going to ask that we at least have the discretion if somebody, because we have a four-hour minimum, if somebody just wants it for an hour or something, that at staff discretion, we can do that. But we're not going to waive fees. Just
they have meetings over there for homeowners associations.
Right.
They don't need it.
And if we think it's an hour rental on a Saturday morning that's not going to impact a longer-term rental, it's better to have money for an hour than no money at all, I think.
Well, we got to give the Parks and Recreation people something to do. So
that's
clean bathroom.
Let's do that.
Take aim.
Hope we have a bunch of hour rentals.
There you go.
Like 50,000 a day a week or something, a month, a year.
Maybe Parks and Rec can help clean.
There you go. I'm writing that one down.
Well, I figured some numbers in case, because we haven't talked about who's, I mean, my assumption was it would be in Public Works, but if you wanted Parks and Rec, then we got to talk about.
To clean what?
The public restrooms and.
Yeah, I think it should be Parks and Rec. Hell yeah.
Don't keep them in.
That's it.
Well,
yeah. And opening and closing it, too.
Any events that we have down there in private rentals, I've got to have a staff member down there. If they're going to use the pavilion in the restrooms, it's got to be unlocked and opened up.
And that's
why I'm looking at another full-time person. But to have somebody down there to clean it, I figured you've got to have, I was looking at every 2-3 hours to have somebody down there checking it out and cleaning it. And you're talking 7 days a week, evenings, holidays, weekends. So I was looking at,
well, at Parks and Rec, aren't going to be down there a lot of the time. Why can't they just check it? And if it's an emergency, something really, really bad, you know, maybe they could call you to come down there and help them.
And I'm going to have
you
got some money.
Hours.
I'm willing to take it on, but I want more money.
I think you should stay there until 9:00.
I'm going to hire people.
There are a few things you need to do.
I'm not going to clean toilets, but I'll hire somebody to clean toilets.
Anything else to come before this budget session?
And I want a raise.
You get one.
So what do you expect to see in
2%?
Split it. A balanced budget with no increase in taxes. Good.
And $1 million saved.
Well, that I can do. There just won't be anything for beach nourishment. I mean,
that's part of it.
Well, what did we do last year for beach nourishment?
We just did.
We didn't really do anything.
My favorite thing is.
We had a contingency of $156,000.
Yeah, because David said a penny and a half, and then I said throw the extra half cent in for beach nourishment.
That's right.
And that's what we.
And we can go back to and look that up too. I remember that.
Right, because I said
yeah.
But then we put the baseball field lights off.
So you can give us a balanced budget with no tax increases.
But not saving $360,000 a year.
That's the only thing that's not in there. But the 3 men, the 5%, everything else, so you give us a balance.
Yeah, we're pretty much there right now.
Right. So there's no harm in me, like, you know, driving down the road and calling Chuck and being on the phone and talking to him.
So did we agree on the 5%?
Yeah, we agreed on the change.
Oh,
no. I mean, I'm just asking him a question. He's got a balanced budget right now.
Well,
with
they
that.
Have to put 18,000.
Maybe we need to agree on a percent.
380,000.
Huh? We didn't vote.
I vote against.
What's that?
The percentage.
No motion,
no consent.
Yeah.
It's
going
to be discussed at the next work session.
Yeah.
At least,
that was where we hoped to get
a little bit further, whether it's
2 weeks.
Yeah. Next decide.
I'll have a couple different scenarios. I mean, I already have what the effect of, you know, whether it's a 5%, a 4%, I can tell you.
2 and 3.
I don't think my calculator goes out well, but you know. I'll also work something up with one or two scenarios with a bonus also. I just won't actually input it into the system yet because I don't want to keep changing our system every time until we're pretty sure this is what we want to do. And, you know, for these other things that we already, that you agreed on, you know, I'll make those adjustments.
I think council needs to say, do you want him to build in $360,000 for beach
right.
management,
I mean,
or can you leave it with the contingency? Because that's going to be the big pitching. You're going to have to do some
money on the tax increase.
I would build a contingency fund, but it doesn't have to be $380,000.
Well, I already have $167,000 right now. So that would be $500,000 in 3 years.
And we need $1 million.
Well, and you added $376,000 to fund balance last year. But again, that's not a lot of, if you're thinking long term, yeah. We're not looking long term right at this point. Well, you're looking at your long term is 3 years. That's what you're kind of looking at.
But looking at your next year's budget, you won't have that $100,000 in legal fees, hopefully.
We have, right. Well, hell, the way they keep putting it on, Andy's going to throw a damn head of hair before we ever get to the damn court.
Right.
That's exaggerated.
All kinds of things are putting that thing off. A lot of illnesses with the attorneys, families, and all that kind of good stuff.
What's scheduled for July?
So your consensus is for Arlen to bring it back with the 160 for the contingency for beach nourishment?
So it's only got to find another 160, right? Not the full 300.
I would have to find about 200,000.
200,000.
And the only way to do that, I mean, again, unless you're going to say cut certain services out that we can cut out of the expense budget we have right here, is the, we're talking about 2.5 cent tax increase. I mean, we could look at some other things that'll nickel and dime. Every year we always seem to talk about garbage collection. Well, right now it costs you $4 a month. Well, if you make it
just people involved,
$8 a month, there's $100,000. But you know, what's a taxpayer better off with, that kind of increase or property tax increase? Mm-hmm. Well, property tax you can deduct on your taxes.
Right.
An increase in garbage collection, you can't.
Well, only if you're itemizing your deductions.
Right, true. Right.
And as you get older, that gets harder to do.
But at least
so
we've
got
somebody.
A lot of people on fixed income that don't get to take advantage of that.
But we're just talking about other ways, other sources of revenue, and I did mention that, well, the garbage collection fee we've talked about before. But that's, whether you make it a property tax increase right. or increase that, in the end it has the same effect on somebody unless they itemize and deduct the property tax.
So before we leave, can you agree on how much you want him to build in for beach nourishment?
$200.
Yeah, I
think so. $200.
So to do $200 after. $200 including the 167 or on top of 167?
On top of 167.
Okay, wait a minute.
Okay. That's what I understood. She wanted you to go from 167 to 200.
Well, that's what, yeah, that, and then I think what was just said was something a little different, so I just want to make sure I'm clear. So a total amount saved of $200,000.
Yeah, contingency fund.
That ain't about that.
Well, this year,
next year, you got a lot of different angles.
Make it 225.
213 and a half.
Once, twice.
Right, and what that means is part of that, it can't be all contingency. I think I mentioned before, contingency is going to be capped at 5%, so it would be setting up a new fund, whatever you want to call it, beach improvement fund or whatever.
Beach improvement fund.
And could you look at what we would have to do to tax just the people who live or own property on the ocean?
Yeah, maybe I can do that. But
it's
just like
a process you have to pump in them. I don't think it's a public hearing, but you have to identify your special assessment area.
Identify your areas. Who are you talking about? Number of properties.
They're getting all admitted.
And it has to be that they're
getting
that specific.
They're complaining about not getting any beach re-nourishment. It's the biggest thing. Right. They're going to raise it. Well, because the only ones in the south that get it.
Yeah, that is the thing about Nags Head. The entire beach in Nags Head was re-nourished.
Right. Yeah.
Not just a piece that.
So it was $200,000 total for beach
nourishment. $225 for beach
nourishment
on top of the
$167,000.
No.
To
make the
grand total.
Total, okay.
Increase the $167,000 to $225,000.
Okay.
And then next year we'll have some more. Or Chuck will.
Anything else? anything else you need specifically for them?
What is this? Yeah.
We have a question about landscape maintenance. You had said several times at the park that you had somebody you were talking to about contracting with.
The boy that did landscaping down there said he would maintain the park for so much a month.
How much?
I don't remember now.
I asked him for a copy of the bill. He's already worked up a proposal for it. It's going to be between $4,000 and $5,000 for the year, and that includes
mowing, tank fertilize.
We clean bathrooms.
That includes upkeep, mowing, fertilizing, weeding, and plaster.
Awesome.
And what was every week? I mean, this boy, every time he goes by, he sees the problem.
Would that affect your budget at all?
I didn't really know that.
Got an email this morning saying it was going to be done right in the morning.
Talking about 15, 20, 30 minutes a week is what you're talking about. Average problem.
Hire a part-time person.
I'm going to tell the lady about.
There's more money out there. Okay. I think that's a good idea.
Okay.
What's your number?
What's my number? What's our number here? 458?
8216.
I always mix it up with my home phone number.
Did the lock come in?
I guess one other thing that we mentioned early on too was about recycle and maybe
I
just
doors
inside.
I mean,
was there any was there any discussion about whether the you wanted to pass on the increase in the recycling for the public recycling to the homeowners, or do you want to absorb that?
You can't pass it on to the homeowners if it's public recycling.
Well, you've already done that.
You did it
last year. That's when you really did the bulk of it, when you increased it by 30-some cents. It was really to cover the cost of the public beach accesses.
I think we've set
right now.
I mean, what is the question?
You're doing it better on the beach accesses now
than
you worked on them. Well, it's the end of it. Yeah, they're done. That's better than what you're
doing in the beach accesses.
Right.
We had 19 of the beach accesses, and I've added 7 more along the boardwalk and in the park.
That's 7 more is increasing it.
Okay.
So that's fine. I mean, I just want to make sure that, so we'll just leave that rate, that fee where it is.
Yeah.
Sonny, were those recycling things on the boardwalk your idea? Did you design those? Or mm-hmm. Who did?
She did.
Well,
we went in first of all, dude. What do you think about?
What's the comment going to be?
You're so good. I just assumed you did. But seriously, I have been so many places now where people have talked about how nice Kerry Beach looks and everything.
Oh, everybody loves that park. I mean, it's just
well hopefully they just don't talk about the park. Hopefully they talk about the whole beach, how clean it looks and all that.
Now the park is the center of attention, but
there's recycling things.
Well, God, I hope so.
We're
going to use. Continue to cost us for next 20 years.
Beach rake and rake off beach. I know
that.
They won't allow us to do that. They won't let us.
That will register passes.
Anything else about the budget?
Can we think of some way to spend more money down there at the park?
Can I run something by you real quick before you adjourn?
Sure.
You received an email from Janet. I don't remember her last name about it. At the New Market. We talked with the Parks and Rec Committee about it at their meeting. They want to have, this is the lady who does the farmer's market at Carolina Beach. They want to have something similar here, about 20 vendors, but they want it at the Oceanfront Park because of the visibility. It would be on Tuesday mornings, 8 to 1 through the summer. There will be some revenue coming back to the town for that. We've run it by the chief in terms of traffic and congestion. We've run it by the attorney in terms of peddling and soliciting.
And you ran it by Sonny?
If not run it by Sonny.
No, I don't. They don't bother me.
He's got his plate going.
Parking lot right here?
But we wanted to get a general opinion from council in terms of the businesses down there. They want to call it open air market. There'll be some farmers selling produce, but it'll be arts and crafts mixed in with it. It won't be just a straight produce market.
Did you get back to her about some other location?
Yes, they don't want Joe Hicks Park. They don't want to do the oceanfront park.
I think it's worth trying the first year.
What's the hours they're going to do it now?
8 to 1, Tuesday mornings.
From 8 to 1, you're going to have that park tied up. That's ridiculous.
What else?
We're thinking
4,000 to 5,000.
Well, do you have to have something there every day? I mean, that you got swings in there, you got kids' things in there. I see people walking in there, sitting down, swinging and stuff. I mean, I don't.
There's a lot of swinging going on.
There is a lot of swinging going on. So you just want to
destroy all the grass and landscape.
Most of them would be under the pavilion. A couple would be out in the other areas. In terms of traffic, I mean, we've got the two areas where the cars can pull into the park site to unload. And we wouldn't block Atlantic Avenue. They can't drive any tent stakes or anything like that, you know, because of the irrigation. And again, most of them, I think we could probably get 15 tables under the pavilion site itself. It's a pretty big area up there. So before we go any further with it, and Parks and Rec was okay with it. They like the idea and they want to work with it. But I just kind of want to get a general opinion from council.
When's it going to start?
June 26th, sometime in June.
Do we have to commit for the whole summer, or can we just go for the first month, see how it goes, and if it goes well, we'll do the rest of the summer?
I'm not sure. We can talk to her about that.
I didn't miss anything about that Parks and Rec meeting, but I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. Right, 8 to 1, maybe some of those people go to restaurants and eat lunch or get a little breakfast and coffee too. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, we're thinking maybe 4,000, somewhere in that range.
A week?
No, for the whole season, for the whole summer down there.
A week?
It wouldn't be major revenue. But we're not allowing any private rentals down there in July and August, so it would be some revenue.
How much did you say?
Around
4. Oh, 4,000. Sorry, okay.
You're not having any more?
Private rentals down there in July and August.
Let's try it out for the first
season. The first season, we just want to see, because I think it's going to be congested down there, period. I mean, if Easter week was any indication, it's going to be. I mean, it seems like a nice service for the residents and people in town visiting to be able to walk down and get their vegetables or whatever. But if it looks like it's going to cause too much congestion or traffic.
Yeah, and it's a Tuesday.
Dennis was more concerned about peddling and solicitation because we have trouble now with people wanting to set up a food truck or they want to do Italian ice or sell stuff on the beach. So he, you know, doesn't want any precedent set. And Andy said as long as we would have to sponsor it as a town event to not be in violation with our ordinance.
Hey, they might not make enough money. They might work for a lot.
Yeah, they might. One. But they still do the one in Carolina Beach on Saturday, so this would be an addition.
Yeah, this is a big draw, but we'll have to try it, like Steve said, for a couple months. And then
he said a month. He didn't say a couple months.
I just said a couple months, but anyway.
Emily and Chuck, are you all right with that?
Okay. I'm good.
Thank you, John.
Sonny? Huh?
Are you good with it?
I'm good with the whole damn summer. I don't care.
Yeah, we need more than 2% merit for the alcohol, at least, that we're going to need. For the summer at the park. Unless we can get a voucher for the ABC school.
Friday's going to be a good day.
You're not recording that, right?
You know, one time we talked about having, like, docents down there, you know, people volunteering to
when did we talk
be
about
down
that?
There. The park committee did.
Oh, okay.
I would love
to know about being around there at all. If we ever got that together, they could check on the restrooms from that one.
They can check on them, but I don't think they're going to clean them. I mean, who are we going to call?
Issues, then they
those bathrooms are going to be a nightmare.
Yeah.
So we're just going to have to feel our way through and see what happens. And let's,
they need a fire hose in there.
Well, that we got a connection. Let's just see how it works out, and we'll go from there. But
did you put exercise and oversized drains in each one?
Mm-hmm.
Hose it
all. Yeah, got big old drains in there.
Thank you. Nancy, you gonna call late?
Can I record her off?
Do we have a motion to adjourn?
I don't know. We needed one.
Yes, you do.
It's continued to the 20th.
Everything I said was with love.
It's a new one.
I just want to let you know.
Motion to adjourn.
Thank you. Okay, cool.
Now I can.
Somebody got a few minutes.
Adjourn.